This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talking Yankees post-mortem here as their season ended far too soon last night. A loss at home in Game 4 to the better team in the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm surprised that that was the case. I was proven incorrect. And to help us break it down even further, we welcome in the legendary voice of the New York Yankees, one of my favorite people ever, Susan Waldman. Susan, how are you after last night's tough defeat?
I'm fine. And you know what's really interesting about this? And I'm listening to people talk about the surprise. If you're surprised that the Toronto Blue Jays took it to the New York Yankees, you haven't been paying attention. Because just think back to July when this team did exactly the same thing at the Rogers Center. They are totally balanced. They found a way to get through their pitching. Their pitching has been their Achilles heel. They found a way to fix that, at least for this series. And, you know, a lot of the things that came down to what we talked about through the year. I mean, mistakes. Jazz Chisholm, I know he feels terrible, but there it was. You make a mistake in this kind of game and you will probably lose.
The one thing, Susan, that I am personally surprised at, forget about even Fried and Rodon, that could happen to the best of them, although I was a little surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But you just mentioned it. Like, I thought the Yankees would hit. I knew the Blue Jays had a better lineup than Boston. I am shocked that the Yankees didn't hit enough, especially in a bullpen game.
Well, here's something that when I was listening to John Schneider and a lot of the guys, I've spent a lot of time, you know, around there to find out what they were doing. Now, what they did was set up their pitching to match up with the lineup. They didn't. This was all planned. This guy's coming in, Eric Lauer, you're getting up. And they had it all, and he sent a text to Pete Walker, the pitching coach, and the assistant guys, and said, get ready, we're going to have some fun tonight. And they had it planned. They didn't just say, oh, Judge is getting up, let's do this. It was planned.
Yeah.
And so but of course, you all also have to execute. You know, I actually thought, oh, a bullpen game. And then I found out what they were actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, whoa, this isn't going to be as easy as, and they didn't even have to use Yusevich, who was out there, Yusevich, who was sitting there the whole time.
Sure.
That would have been interesting too. But you talk about Fried and Rodon. If they do not lose three games to the Miami Marlins and don't blow a couple of games that they have that we were all saying, oh, well. Well, it wasn't oh, well, because it cost them the division, which meant that Luis Gil had to go and pitch game one and not Max Fried.
Well, Susan, so very smart take on what Schneider did, how it was planned out. That can't get overlooked. He hit the right buttons and his team rewarded him. Was there more Boone could have done last night?
With the way they play and the way they've played all year, I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, you've got some holes in this lineup. You had terrible holes in this lineup, and that comes from, I mean, Grisham had a great year with the home runs and all that. There was really never a leadoff hitter in this. Now, look what Toronto did, and I don't want to say they're not the best team of all time. This was the team that I was worried about. I thought if they played anybody else, they'd get through it and get to the World Series. I was worried about them, and it turned out to be true just because of the way they play. Look at their no names that, and I'm saying they're not no names now because the name of Ernie Clement, we'll all remember all the time now. But those guys contributed every single time. John Schneider, the way he ran this team. And don't forget, this was a few years ago when that team was like this team, home run or nothing. And they've turned that around. Mattingly had a hand in that. All kinds of people had a hand in that. But everyone in this lineup on Toronto had at least something to do with one win over this series. Every single one of them. And the person that you feared the most was the one who didn't get anything done, and that was George Springer. But yeah. Everybody else did.
Yeah, and Bichette didn't even play. I mean, it's they're set up well right here. You know, listen, it's been like this for years. People call, and I don't think it's right, but people do it. Fire Boone, fire Cam. Okay. You know, you've heard it a million times. But there's got to be a point, Susan, where there's an internal checkpoint for the Yankees as to how they build out rosters, what they teach philosophically. Will this facilitate some sort of real change?
They didn't last year when they did the, or was it 2 years ago when they did the supposed audit, when they called in another analytics department to see if they were doing things right, and they decided they were doing things great. You know, they believe in the way they're playing, and that sounds like it's not an excuse. It's just the reality. And all these people that are saying Aaron Boone is not the problem here. He really is not. And if they fired him this minute, they would bring in somebody just like him.
Yep.
Because they believe that the manager is the conduit between the front office and the players. And most organizations work like that. But if you're going to do that, you have to have better roster construction. And you have, we're talking about this. But look at the beginning. What was the first time I was on to say, why are there three left-handed catchers on this team?
Right.
April. Why is there no third baseman on this team? There was literally not a third baseman on the team when the team started. Yes, Oswaldo Cabrera, yes.
Right.
But that was, he's a utility guy.
How many DHs, all of that stuff? We heard A-Rod referencing that last night as well on his pregame show or postgame show with Fox. So with that being said, Susan, it sounds like you don't expect significant changes in the front office. Okay. What about significant changes to the look of the actual roster?
I would say, they're going to have a change. I mean, you look at what is there. They're going to have to decide, is Ben Rice a first baseman? Are you going to go forward with, I know he's going to hit. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go forward with Ben Rice as your first baseman?
I think he's terrible.
Yeah, first base. You'd be my DH myself.
Yep. But.
Well, you have a DH.
Yep,
you have a. That's what Alex was talking about yesterday. You look at it. Can you get a right-handed catcher? Maybe can we get somebody that is Austin Wells your catcher? If he is, can you get maybe a right-handed backup so there's a little balance here?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about left field? Is Jason Dominguez going to play or is he not going to play? How many years is this going to go on?
All right, and then Spencer Jones going to be next.
And conundrum is What?
Spencer Jones next, all the young guys, that's going to be, Volpe has failed, and I think in part because of the organization, Dominguez, you mentioned him, Spencer Jones next, it's been the same thing, Susan, year after year.
Well, but here's what, you just said Volpe has failed. Do you think that they think he's failed?
It doesn't sound like it.
No, but that's a problem.
Is it, or is he having a bad year? I mean, they're going to have to decide this. I really think this. Now, do you sign Clay Bellinger, or now I'm hearing Kyle Tucker? The Yankees, by the way, about signing, I don't ever think I remember a time when the New York Yankees did not get a player they wanted, except maybe the Japanese guys who didn't want to come to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a time that Yankees have been outbid by somebody that they wanted?
Soto.
And they really didn't get. Well, but that was another thing. Once we got to the mother and the clothes option, sometimes you go a little too far. But that was, not having Soto was not the problem.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's funny.
He has nothing to do with this.
I'm with you on that. I think a lot of people jump into it, but the reality is you're right. All right. Now, quickly for Soto, we use his name. When the Yankees made the last down the World Series, it was pretty clear he had no emotional connection to the Yankees, and we didn't know what was going to happen, and then we found out. I feel like Bellinger could be a little different. His dad played here. He seemed to kind of tap into the emotion of being a Yankee. I think he loves it here, and I think he's a perfect fit. They've got to feel the same way. They have to, right?
I don't know. He's going to be what, 34 years old? I don't know. Is the analytics department going to say in the month of May in 2006 he's not going to be the same? I don't know what they're going to do. Does he want to be here? You bet he does. He loves it here. He loves everything. The connection between his dad was so real. It was palpable. Opening day, he kept saying, just one more day and it all comes around. He loves it here. And by the way, he's one of these players. He is a manager's dream. Anything you want. I mean, he would have caught if they asked him to. Aaron Boone would say, can you play next Tuesday? Can you play first day? Sure, whatever you want. There's high maintenance and low maintenance. He's no maintenance at all. Mm. And he really was terrific. And this, and I think this heel was bothering him more than he let on. Because he did not look the same after he hurt his heel.
We saw A-Rod again say it last night. There were reports from Andy Martino of SNY last week saying that Boone is making the in-game decisions. A-Rod says otherwise. This is more front office. Jeter said it last night in the postgame, too. He doesn't think that Boone's making these decisions. I'll ask you, Susan, who's in touch with it more than anybody else. You've been around it forever, and you're there every day. Who is making those decisions in-game?
Okay, you're not going to like this because but people think that Aaron Boone is doing what they tell him to do. He is in lockstep with him. I don't understand why nobody understands this. He believes everything they believe. They go over a plan that they think this will happen, and this will happen. If it doesn't happen, Boone makes the decision of who can come out. But don't think that he disagrees with them. I mean, I don't think anybody gets that concept. Mm-hmm. When he had his interview here, one of the things that they did was make out lineups, and the analytics did it, and he did it, and he did it for a long time. He matched them all the time. He thinks just like this. I mean, what do they think they do? That somebody calls down from Cashman's suite, mm-hmm. and there's a phone in the dugout that says, bring in this guy?
No.
These in-game, they're his. But the plan is that whole group. It's a group. Mm-hmm. It's not somebody sitting upstairs and coming down. It's together. And anybody thinks that Aaron Boone doesn't agree with them, mm-hmm. that's why he got this job.
Right.
Yep.
He believes in all this. If you think back to when he was on ESPN, he was always bringing up this weird analytics stuff. Back then, it was weird analytics stuff.
He
was really out there. And sometimes you'd watch him and you think, and we didn't know what that was back then. That's a long time ago.
It was. Oh, man.
You say, what is he talking about?
Okay.
And so
Okay. So the three of us are on the same page. I think it is just abjectly disrespectful the way people belittle or position Boone. I think it's inaccurate, and I think it's just wrong.
I agree with you.
Okay. So we all believe that. But I want to go back to something you said about him being in complete agreement with the front office or the analytics. I'm of the mindset, Susan, that disagreement sometimes is healthy. That disagreement can spur debate or a new philosophy or a new thought. I don't want 10 people saying, yep, and I'm not saying it goes like this, but yep, I agree. No, I want somebody to stand up and say, hey, we've been doing this for a couple of years. This isn't working. I wouldn't mind that.
Well, I think a lot of people wouldn't mind that. And I'm not in on those meetings, but obviously not a lot has changed. But it was. If you
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start, Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Look at what Brian Cashman and who Brian Cashman brought in here and the way they've and what he did at the deadline. You need a third baseman? He went and got a third baseman. You need to overhaul the bullpen? He went and overhauled the bullpen. It should have worked. It did not. There are reasons, I think, for that, because you do have to understand people, and I'm not quite sure that that's part of the equation anymore. Mm. But that's neither here nor there. But he did everything. I think Brian Cashman did everything he could to fix this roster. The roster was, at the beginning, was the problem, and if you spend all year trying to fix it, you know, then it leads to these kinds of things. It's not. I think if they had lost to the Red Sox, which was clearly an inferior team, this would have been devastating. The Blue Jays are good. I mean, they are really good. And what they have done with their lineup and how they mix and match, their problem is their bullpen. But that, you know, pitching is a whole other thing. You can't always develop pitching. And most of those kids that we saw, Little and Fisher and Fluharty, they're all 5 years old. So they will get better as it goes on, but they know what they're doing there. It's the way they use their roster that I think is different from here. I mean, Ahmed Rosario was brought in to hit left-handers, which he does. So he only played when there's a left-hander? I mean, he's a good player. Mm-hmm. Every time he played, he did something. The roster itself did not lead to the kind of games that the Toronto Blue Jays had.
So it's been 16 years, Susan, since the Yankees have won a World Series. Wow. It is the longest drought between championships in their history. How would you fix their issues?
Well, I am not, I'm a different kind of person. I mean, I know information is great. I don't make decisions on the past does not equal the future to me. Information is absolutely great, but there has to be some kind of more inclusive kind of way to do this. Is it the player's fault? Is it their fault? You got to look at who's here. Jazz Chisholm, I mean, he's exciting. He loves it here. He tries to play. Is that the kind of person that you want there? Is you have to decide about Volpe. What is he? Is this a bad year? Are we going to go through this every year with somebody having a competition with Anthony Volpe until George Lombard gets here? And then what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
They've got some decisions. Are they going to go with Spencer Jones next year? Give him a shot?
Why would that be different from the shot they really didn't give Jason Dominguez? Why would they treat him differently? They don't really give Dominguez any runway.
Well, because he couldn't play left field. You do have to be able to do it. I don't know if he can hit. He can't hit right-handed yet.
Yep.
He was supposed to be a switch hitting. I mean, he's still 23. I don't know what you do.
And Susan, could you help me out with my partner here? Because he keeps saying he wants Dominguez in center field. Can you tell him Dominguez can't play center field or they don't want him in center field?
He's not Joe DiMaggio out there. I know they keep saying that, you know, he was a center fielder. No, he's not. No, you don't want to see that.
He's not a left fielder, so I just get rid of him at this point.
I understand that. So now that's why I think that's one of the people that Alex was saying is another DH. That's why he said there were five of them.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to be a switch hitting DH or left fielder, and he never hit right-handed because they did not give him a runway. They tried.
Yeah.
They really did. I think they've worked with him. I think what you have to do if you were going to make Dominguez a left fielder, when he came up last year, you put him in left field and you leave him there. You leave him there for 5 months and see if he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, because this is not this is not the Kansas City Royals.
You're right.
You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of balls go through. There were a lot, Aaron Boone said this was the most talented team that he has had and the most complete team. On paper, he is absolutely right.
Yep.
On paper.
I agree.
Put down those names and who they are, and you look at this roster and you go, wow. And for whatever reason, it doesn't play. That's why, you don't play games on paper.
Yeah, there's a heartbeat. Last thing for me, Susan. I think our audience would like to hear this. And I don't know how wrapped up or how much you care about this, but you certainly know the history as well as anybody that we can possibly call up, which is why we called you. When you don't win a championship for the Yankees, there's a different level of scrutiny. Donnie doesn't have one, but Donnie had no pitching and a bad back. And it's a different relationship, I think, a little bit with Donnie, with Judge. If he never wins one, I know I'm pushing this forward a little bit here, but if he never wins one, do you believe he can be viewed as an all-time Ruth, DiMaggio, Mantle, Berra, Yankee, Titan, Jeter?
They all had one thing in common, didn't they? They all won. I think he will be the next to me. I think Aaron Judge is probably, to watch him for the last 8 years, and he's unbelievable. He's as good a player as I've ever seen in every single way, a better person, and he will be like Mattingly here. I mean, it was like nobody was more beloved in Mattingly. And by the way, when I went to say goodbye to some of the Blue Jays, one of the things I said, all right, congratulations, it's very nice. You better get Don Mattingly his ring now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, too. I hate Toronto, but win it for Donnie. I'm with you.
Yep. I do feel, you know, Aaron Judge is going to be, what, 34 in April or 35, whenever his birthday is.
34.
Is he going to be this person? We are watching something really special, really. And sometimes, you know, you're in the middle of it. Like, you know, when you saw Mariano, you knew that you take everything in. This is never coming back again. And, you know, players are different. Every day, there'll be another one in generation. This is as good a player as I've ever seen. And what he doesn't have that the other have is rings.
Where would you rank that moment, the home run off the foul pole?
You know, because of where it was, I mean, you know, it was a division series. It was really wonderful. I was glad for him because now this will stop. But they didn't win. So is that going to be... See, that's part of it. It was a wonderful moment. Did they win? No, they did not.
Susan, you are the best. Love listening to you.
By the way, Don Mattingly, I still remember hitting .417 in the wild card.
Hold on to you. Home run to right center. I was at every one of those games. He hit the ground rule double in Seattle. Oh, my, that was amazing.
Hey, Yankee fans wanted to be the manager, Susan.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted him to be the manager. Whatever.
I don't think Salman passed.
Whatever. It's a really long time ago. It's 20 years ago. Almost 20 years ago.
Oh, God.
What happened there?
We'll discuss it over lunch one day.
Interesting.
Susan, you are the...
We'll pick up the bill to hear this story.
Susan, you are the best. We love you. Great job on the call.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Yep, sorry. All
right, March 25th, opening night in San Francisco. Nothing says opening day like a night game in San Francisco.
The chase for 28.
She's already fired up about that. We love you, Susan.
About Netflix. Yes, can you imagine Netflix opening night? New York Yankees is on friggin'
true.
Netflix.
That's a joke. She's right.
Maybe
Netflix.
More people will be listening to you on the fan. Thank you, Susan.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
She is the best. I
love her.
Susan
love
so
having
much.
Her on. She's awesome.
Oh, man.
Love
makes
it.
Me smile. Yeah, and look, there's a lot there. You know, whether it's the Mattingly stuff.
We got to get that Donnie story. Yeah. We have to get that Donnie story.
Into a little bit of it.
Tell me off the air. Tell me some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.